Number 8 in the 48 ways is besimcha, having joy. We can all understand the benefits of joy. When we feel joy, we are ready to take on anything in the world. Life is great. The problems of life seem manageable. We act more effectively, relate to people better, are able to think in a clearer way. So shouldn't we have it all the time? In fact, the Torah does command us to have it all the time. We're supposed to do mitzvahs with joy. In the book of Devarim, God says that the reason for the long exile we're in is not that we didn't serve Hashem back in Second Temple times, but that we didn't do it with joy. So why don't we have it all the time? The answer is because it is an emotion. We think it is a happening, we feel it or we don't, not something we can control and work on. If something happens to me, I have a child, I got a promotion at work, I feel joy. When I'm under financial pressure, when I'm arguing with my spouse or one of my kids is sick, I'm not feeling it. The Jewish understanding is that emotions can be worked on. And the key to working on them is to have a definition of what causes them. To work on joy, we have to know what joy is. Joy is a pleasurable, energizing emotion that comes now from the anticipation of great future pleasures. How can we see that? If you received an email informing you that you had won the lottery and you knew it was real, not an Nigerian scam, you would feel joy. Why? At that moment, nothing was different in your life. You had no more money than you had a minute ago. But the expectation of having all that money in the future and what you could do with it propels you into joy. When you got married or had your first child, it was the expectation of the future pleasure you would get that gave you joy. Joy and happiness are not the same thing. Happiness is another of the 48 ways, Sameach Behelko, be happy in your portion. It is a passive, pleasurable feeling that comes from appreciating what you have, good health, a family, a community. But joy is future-oriented and actively pushes you to make that future a reality. In the same way, sadness, the opposite of happiness, is a passive feeling that things aren't good. But depression, the opposite of joy, is much worse. The feeling that everything is bad and getting worse drives a person into the ground. When something happens, like winning the lottery or having a child, we are so aware of the future good that we don't need to focus on it. We feel joy naturally. But we can train ourselves to see the potential good in our daily lives, because being alive is a cause for joy. When you wake up, say Modani. Thank God for the fact that you're alive and there will be a lot of pleasure coming your way in the new day. There's good food, fresh air, contact with people you love, the opportunity to accomplish some of your goals. Even if some of those are lacking in any particular day, and even if you have problems and worries, the benefits of living far outweigh the negatives. But there are even deeper pleasures that are available all the time. You can take pleasure in the fact that you are Jewish, part of the chosen people, God's army. You can take pleasure in the fact that you have a Jewish family and Jewish children, and that you are contributing to the mission of the Jewish people rather than assimilating. You can take pleasure in the fact that you have some connection to his Torah, his instructions on how to live. You can take pleasure in the mitzvot that you do, educating your children, giving charity, prayer, learning Torah. All these things help to make your life better and promise great rewards in the world to come. It's important to keep reminding yourself of these things. Like any positive emotion, joy takes work. Our default position is to give in to the laziness of the body, which would rather be bored or even depressed, rather than make the effort to be joyful. The rabbis say prophecy only comes to a person who has joy. When you have joy, you are in touch with God because you know that the world is his gift to you. You understand that it is all for your pleasure. That's why the students who studied to become prophets at the time of the First Temple sat with musical instruments in front of them. They would play, it would lift their souls up to joy, and they could hear what God wanted to communicate to them. We don't have prophecy today, but God is always communicating with us. He talks to us through events in our lives, through thoughts that come to us, through our intuition. Feel joy, and then ask yourself, what does the Almighty want to tell me?